Welcome to the HR Power Hour, presented by Career Management Associates. I'm David Chulo. It's about all things in the human resource world. We're going to bring in local, regional, and national guests, and we're going to talk about a variety of topics and explain why human resource management is critical to your business success so that you can make decisions to keep and retain great talent. Welcome to the HR Power Hour, presented by CMAcareer.com and Beryl-Law.com. I'm your host, David Chulo, and you are listening to Educational HR Radio. Our guest today is the one, the only, Mark Gonska, Executive Vice President at Dyson Company. He's been on many times talking about career advice that he gives individuals. Gosh knows, Mark, we've been going through returning to work. The pandemic is finally winding down a little. Vaccines have been out there. We're really starting to get to a point where we're, you know, heading and thinking about the end of the year and going into 2022. You know, we've had a lot of things going on, and I can tell you that there are a lot of people that are trying to get back to work. What's your first advice that you give somebody about saying, you know, what do I do about it? How do I really re-engage the workforce?
Well, from the employer standpoint, everything's different and everything's the same. Everything's different and everything's the same. We have a whole different dynamic, as we've seen over the last 2 years, of how do we become the employer of choice? How do we get kinder and gentler and more engaging with potential employees? Because we saw earlier in the year how difficult it was to bring anybody on board, just, well, for a variety of reasons, probably known only too well. But the fact of the matter is we needed to get employees in here, and we needed to engage them, and we needed to retain them. That's not changed. That's the same as it's always been, except it's totally different. And what I mean by that, David, is that we have to be thoughtful about what people really want. It's not enough to say I can dangle a paycheck in front of somebody and hope that it'll work, because far too many people voted with their feet. They may have been unhappy pre-COVID, and they stuck through the ups and downs during the period where the virus was running rampant and said, I'm going to hang in here and see what happens. And then as we saw, you know, earlier in the year, we saw an exodus of many, many, many people who said, we saw some leadership here that we're not on board with during the difficulties of the virus, or I didn't like my job before. Whatever the reason was, they decided they would vote with their feet, and then employers were faced with a bigger challenge than ever. So it's always been a challenge, same old thing, except we got to deliver totally differently to become the employer of choice in 2021, 2022 that we're approaching.
You know, as we think about the fact that people work for people, you and I have had these conversations many times. People, number one reason people leave an organization is their direct supervisor. Probably always has been, probably always will be. It's that individual who directly relates to them and either makes their life wonderful or not so wonderful in terms of that area. And of course, we talk about the glass door effect. The fact that there are sites out there now like Glassdoor and other sites that provide employees the opportunity to, well, for lack of a better term, say things about their employer that maybe the employer never really wanted to have said, or at least never really wanted to have that information get out there. But they have, and it is a new world in regarding, you know, providing that information from an employee about the employer, about their boss. How does an employer look at those type of, you know, reviews, for lack of a better word, and think about how to rebrand themselves as that employer of choice?
Mm-hmm. That's a great question. And once they're in the glass door, the annals of glass door, it's virtually really nearly impossible to ever erase it. So the best thing that we can do is have some proactive strategies, David. And if there's anything we learned in the year of COVID, it's that you cannot over-communicate to employees, okay? The old adage, we got two ears and one mouth. We've got to be in the battle lines to listen to what employees are saying. Because if they don't feel that they're heard, they don't feel that anyone cares, then the imagination goes wild and plenty of people respond with a negative Yelp review. And there's many a restaurant out there that went out of business because somebody got hacked off about a minor indiscretion that could have been dealt with pretty easily. So number one would be plan on listening. There's 1,000 courses on public speaking, virtually none on listening. But that means you're going to have to spend more face-to-face time or screen-to-screen time so we can hear. And when you think you've heard enough, ask another question and be engaged and care about what's what. Do not say, oh, I'll take some action on that and forget about it. It's better that you didn't make a promise than make one that you don't follow through on, because that's exactly what will show up in Glassdoor.
You're absolutely right. There's no question that employees will, as we all know, say 10 times more things that are bad than, you know, I never saw a Glassdoor review or a Yelp review that predominantly had 10 times more good things about an organization than a bad things about an organization. It happens, but it's very rare. You know, when you're the boss and you have this individual situation where you're perceived as maybe not the most caring or most effective boss. And again, we're talking with Mark Gonska. He's the executive vice president for Dyson Company. I'm your host, David Chulo, and you're listening to the HR Power Hour, Educational HR Radio. You're the boss and you're thinking about how to change your view, your brand, your individual brand to your employees. What are a couple of quick tips of making that shift and making it be real, authentic, and not just, you know, something that's a fly by night?
Mm-hmm. We've all seen the consultant of the month program with new posters that showed up in the lunchroom and in the executive office. And maybe we even went the extra mile and put that nifty slogan on the back of a business card someplace. And, you know, it wasn't too many days or weeks before that at all blown over. So instead of trying to figure out more ways to explain who we are, what we have, why we're the employer, no, keep it simple. Okay. So there's two things I want to stress. Number one, we have to start by understanding what is important to the employee. It's really an employee's market. And I hate to say that, it, you know, well, they should be happy to get a paycheck. Yeah, that went out with the Model T. Okay, that's not the case today. So number one, what matters? What matters to the employee? And help the employee understand what matters to the organization that's writing them a paycheck. It's not a corny idea to talk about culture. It's not a corny idea to talk about values, but the culture and values issues can't be one-sided. Okay, they have to be on both sides of the fence. And maybe it's not something that you feel is really important, but it's really important to the employee. Yeah, we have a turkey every Thanksgiving. Well, that's not a big amount of money necessarily, but try taking the turkey away one time and see what happens. It's a firefight. And maybe that is as simple as giving earning by whatever method you want an afternoon off every other week. I mean, these things can pay huge dividends, but we got to figure out what matters to the employee. And then we've got to do something that's visible and something that's meaningful.
You know, one of the things we talk about is a caring manager. We talk a lot about this, someone who cares about the individual, cares about their success, cares about themselves, cares about the organization, and cares about moving everybody forward. It's a term that's been used a lot, especially in research that we've seen a lot in leadership development, someone who really cares. And when you think about the different generations or the different levels of what people are coming in today and expecting, you always hear, of course, they're entitled, you hear they're all these things. But the one thing I've seen consistently is they want somebody to listen to them and want somebody to care about them and wants them want to feel that. How do you deal with feeling? Because look, supervisors, especially HR, especially leadership, have been trained over the last 20, 30 years not to have too many feelings, to be pretty stoic at work. And yet now we're talking about the fact that we want to have them feel. What's your perspective on that, Mark?
Well, there's a couple intentional things that we can manufacture into the fabric of our organization. We can integrate those. And one of them might be our cultural buddy in the organization. I know the word buddy is close to your heart, David. But if we had a new hire and we brought somebody on board and said, you are going to have a buddy. It's Sally. Sally will be your orientation and onboarding buddy. And not just for today, but Sally and the new hire, they're going to be thick as thieves for the next 8 weeks. Could you imagine how that caring person, that buddy, could hear what the concerns were, equipped with a few questions to really calibrate? Hey, are we getting through to this new employee? Do they have questions they were afraid to ask? Or is there something that they're unclear about that makes them feel uncomfortable? Is there something we haven't done? Do they have a concern about their benefits because they got something kicked back at the pharmacy? What happened? Well, plenty of people aren't that open to discussing those things. They vote with their feet and leave. And so one of the things we can do to show that we care is to have a caring buddy, a buddy that will work with them side by side and connect with them on a daily basis. Well, that's a big commitment. Well, it's also a big and expensive commitment to replace that person. And if ever you do the math, which many of us have had to painfully do, the cost of the rehire, it's a multiple of the cost of doing it right on the front end and retaining the person. And so part of it's the buddy. The second thing is to have some structured checkups, not waiting for some sort of probationary period. It's too late by then, okay? If you talk more on the front end and listen more on the front end, you can reduce the amount of turnover, the amount of drama, and the amount of nasty comments on Glassdoor that you're going to get, but it requires a different set of priorities. Yes, we have to get product out the door. Yes, we have to take good care of our customers. But if we're not taking care of our employees, none of the other stuff will work anyway.
You know, you're so right when it comes to employee really feeling like they're part of something right out of the gate. And when we come back from our break, I want to talk about the onboarding process. I want to talk about that focus, that direction and that kickoff and why not only the buddy process, but also what other things are so critical to making sure that there's a successful first week, first month, and that you have full buy-in when somebody comes into the organization has staying power. So I'm going to be right back, and you're listening to the HR Power Hour on News Talk WLOB 100.5 FM, and we'll be right back. In today's highly regulated climate, customized HR solutions are needed more than ever. Career Management Associates can partner with your existing HR department for projects or even serve as your outsourced HR team. From compliance and compensation to investigations and employer relations, CMA provides you trusted HR solutions. Call 207-780-1125 or visit cmacareer.com.
Let me ask you a question. How do you feel about genetically modified ingredients?
Don't like them.
Artificial flavors and colors?
No thanks.
Clean ingredients.
Now that I like.
When you care about what's in things and what's not, shouldn't your vitamins be clean too? Sundown Vitamins are all clean all the time. Non-GMO, free of gluten and dairy, with colors and flavors from real food. We even have USDA certified Sundown Organics and kids vitamins too. When you're living clean, choose clean with Sundown Vitamins at supermarkets, drugstores, or on Amazon.
At over 150 years old, Verrill has an illustrious history with more than seven generations of legal expertise. With more than 130 attorneys across seven offices from Maine to Washington, D.C., Verrill serves clients across the country and around the world. HR professionals, business leaders, and in-house counsel count on Verrill as one of the premier labor and employment law practices in the Northeast. Contact Verrill at verrill-law.com. That's verrill-law.com.
There's no better time to freshen up your home than right now. Blinds.com is giving you up to 35% off everything site-wide. As a warm welcome to a new season, Blinds.com makes it so convenient to order online with free shipping and a guaranteed perfect fit for your windows. Whether you DIY or have them handle the install from start to finish, you really can't get it wrong. You'll love the views when you have brand new custom window treatments to enjoy. Whether you're looking for high-performance solar and roller shades, the classic silhouette of a Roman shade, or want to enhance your home with the warm textures of bamboo shades, Blinds.com will help you get a stunning new look this season. Visit Blinds.com right now to shop their new deals with up to 35% off everything from blinds, shades, interior shutters, and even outdoor shades. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And we're back, and you're listening to the HR Power Hour presented by CMAcareer.com and Verrill-law.com. I'm your host, David Chulo, and you're listening to the HR Power Hour, educational HR radio. Today, our guest is Mark Gonska, Executive Vice President for Dyson Company. We're talking about, a lot of things that employers need to do today to keep, retain, and make sure that they're having the talent that they need. And, you know, Mark, we talked about in the last segment as we came to an end about onboarding. You know, I got to tell you, I can't tell you how important onboarding has been over the years. I think back to when I used to be in retail and you'd start an employee, they'd be a store manager and they'd walk in the door and you'd take a few seconds to talk to them. And then you'd say, okay, here's your store. Have a great day. And you'd walk out the door. At the end of the conversation, they're left there, unfortunately, to kind of what we would call in the old days, sink or swim. We'd figure you had the details anyway. Somebody else would teach you the ropes and we'd go forward. But what happened is we ended up making a very strong onboarding program that actually put them through a three-week course. And the retention rate went up almost 90%. And that was something that the organization didn't have at the time. And you would think a large company would have that. It just didn't. So even today, as we think of onboarding, two ways. One, some people are still doing onboarding by Zoom or online. Some people are now, of course, back and doing onboarding in person. And I want to talk about both of those situations and the uniqueness of them. So first, what are some solid tips employers can do to ensure that their onboarding programs are in fact impactful?
Mm-hmm. Great question, David. And we all can remember the old adage, tell them what you're going to tell them and tell them what you told them. Well, that's telling the same thing three different times. And that's probably not enough. So there's some critical steps that if you get them right on the front end, this onboarding is not just some HR device or mumbo jumbo. In your example at Levi's, the 90% change on retention rate was, the impact was measured in millions of dollars. So it's not just a nice idea that HR is coming up with. It's a critical business decision. And if we put more time and focus on bringing them in the right way, every additional day that they stay has a benefit to the organization. And quantifying that and giving those metrics to the CFO or the powers that be is going to help enhance HR's credibility that they're true business partners, not touchy-feely folks who want to give a swag bag to somebody coming in the front door. That's not what this is about. It's a business decision. So I've got four ideas that I always want to make sure I'm clear on. And they all start with an R. So the four R's that I think are really important, then I'm going to expand on it with a couple other ideas, see if that works for you. The first thing I want to make sure that we have clarity on is the role. This is the role that you are performing for this organization. Here's the big picture, kind of your mission, your marching orders here at the XYZ company. So here's your role, and that should be pretty straightforward. But underneath that category, under the role, we have responsibilities. And with those responsibilities, we have expectations and deliverables that we anticipate. I mean, that's what we're paying you for. So we have the role, we have the responsibilities with that expectations and deliverables. And we want to be really clear on a third R, David, and that's resources. We're not expecting you to get these things done in a vacuum. And if you're having trouble getting them done, you can talk to us and we'll give you additional resources. It's safe to let us know that you're having a challenging time delivering what we've talked, and we have a mutual understanding that these expectations need to be met, but we have to provide the resources for you to get them done. Okay. If the expectation is you're going to dig a swimming pool, a resource of a backhoe would be much better and more effective than a spoon. And usually in the onboarding, we'll give you everything you need to succeed if that's spoons. Well, no, digging a swimming pool with a spoon is not an effective way. So we want to make sure that the resources align with the expectations. And fourth, as you mentioned earlier, another R that's really important is rewards. Most people aren't going to work out of the goodness of their hearts, and maybe money's not the only thing they're interested in, but boy, oh boy, try missing a payday sometime and see what happens if you think money's not important. It's really important. People have families that have dysfunctional habits of eating and wearing shoes in the New England winters. I mean, come on. It is important. So role, responsibilities, resources, and rewards. That's really a good starting point. If we've got clarity on those things, but explaining them one time is not enough.
You talk about role. And of course, HR is very familiar with the job description, which may or may not be updated. Let's just go with the facts of what's happening out there in the real world. You know, but that responsibility of going through the job description, it is more than the job description, is it not, Mark? I mean, let's be honest, it's the reality of what's happening.
There's a couple critical elements there. And that is, we have to be crystal clear about the short-term objectives. I don't want something that's way out there, something ethereal that's ambiguous. You know, we want to make the world better and safer. Well, that's a wonderful idea, but what are the expectations and the objectives that we're going to deal with this week? And how are we going to build on that for next week? We have to be absolutely clear that we have a shared pool of understanding on the short-term objectives. And to do that, a big role where I think HR is in the spotlight, Dave, is having a structured learning process. Okay. If we compliment people, if we respect our employees, that we want to teach and develop them so they're not only more valuable to us here at the XYZ company, but they're more marketable for anybody. And what's the adage? There's only one thing more expensive than training somebody who then moves on to another organization, and that's not training somebody who stays.
That's right.
We don't want to do that. So 95% of the people say in a Savannah study that getting this structured learning process made them better employees and feel better about their job. So it's, again, this stuff, let's separate the idea that this is a nice to do thing to an essential business practice that we want to integrate in our organization. A structured learning process is really important. An understanding of who people are, you know, who's the next rung above the organizational ladder, and what are they all about, and what's the next step below? I mean, we've got to have a family here. We've got to have a microcosm of our own upbringing, because we're trying to retain, we're trying to connect, we're trying to integrate with something more than just a paycheck. There's got to be more to it. And I think there can be. Part of what HR can do is give the intangibles, give an understanding of the intangibles that aren't necessarily in the employee handbook. One of my clients is a company that makes wheelchairs. And it's an important job, mobility for the world. I mean, it's a critical element. But one thing that wasn't on their business cards and wasn't on the plaques of the wall is that it was more acceptable to try something, spend $1 million and fail, than it was to have the paralysis of analysis that just kept analyzing, thinking it over, waiting to see, testing and evaluate. The culture was, we'd rather go forward to take the hill. And even if we have to make a mistake, at least we're moving. Well, that's a pretty important cultural thing, because I got a chance to outplace a number of very talented people who were very thoughtful, and they were using a different timeline for analysis than the CEO had in mind. HR can let them know that. Okay. Francine, the CEO, does not have a long attention span. Tell her what she needs to hear in 15 seconds. You know, give her an email that's less than 100 words if you want her to read it. Now, those things aren't going to be published someplace, but boy, oh boy, are they important, aren't they?
Oh, they absolutely are.
So there's part that's a structured learning process, and then there's part that's an unofficial learning process, if you know what I mean.
Absolutely. And you're spot on. Those are the things that watch people succeed or fail. And knowing the cultural surprises of each individual is also something that can make or break a person. You know, you mentioned about resources. And today, of course, resources can be a little tight. You know, we've maybe had a really good run, or maybe we're making it back. It's now the second half of the year. Maybe we're just making it, and we're going into the end of the year hopeful. Maybe things have started to bounce back, but resources are still tight. So, you know, we always say, what's the phrase? You do more with less. And that's a phrase you hear all the time. Do more with less. How do you really engage employees to understand the value of using the resources respectfully, and what is and what isn't acceptable?
I think sometimes the least expensive and the most valuable resource is between the left ear and the right ear of the individual on your payroll. What do I mean by that? In a manufacturing environment, there's nobody who knows the machine better than the operator. Not the inventor of the machine, not the supervisor, not the chief executives in the company. It's the operator. Okay? And if we have a structured plan where we have a lunch and learn, and we ask in advance to bring suggestions. Remember, 100 years ago, they used to have a suggestion box. And nobody used it because if they ever did stuff anything in there, there were moths in there because it wasn't part of the culture. And most of the stuff was never acted on. So instead, let's use our 2022 mindset and say, we need a launch and learn every quarter where we talk through what are the improvements that you could recommend. If you had, and I'm talking about at every level, from the shop floor to the executive level, and it's okay to ask why. Why does the CEO do this? Why does the maintenance person do this? Why do we do three copies of this? Why do we do this twice? Because if we ignore those comments long enough, people throw up their hands and say, that's not my problem. And that is the single most expensive mistake we can make because we're not engaging them from the neck up.
So great comment. And again, we're talking with Mark Gonska, Executive Vice President for Dyson Company. We're talking about onboarding right now. And, you know, the last piece of that onboarding puzzle, and we only have a minute left in this segment, Mark, so I'll give you a quick hitter that we can tease into going into the next segment. What's the number one thing people need to remember when it comes to true rewards, rewards that employees want?
They're not the same for everybody. And so the thought of that standardizing everything, which sounds like a good idea, is exactly the worst thing to do.
That's a great point. And we're going to talk more about that in the next segment. You're listening to the HR Power Hour on News Talk WLOB 100.5 FM, and we will be right back.
Founded in 1958, Jackson Lewis is a national law firm with a local presence. The firm's 765 attorneys practicing in 54 locations throughout the U.S. and Puerto Rico provide a wide range of resources to address every aspect of the employer-employee relationship. HR professionals, business and in-house counsels, and C-suite professionals count on Jackson Lewis as it has one of the most active employee litigation practices in the United States. Contact them today at jacksonlewis.com. That's jacksonlewis.com.
Hi, I'm Susan McVetty.
And I'm Pete McVetty from McVetty's Hearth and Home.
Is there a sale going on at the store right now?
No.
No Hearthstone, Quadrifier, Mendota, Wittes, Blaze King, or Morso sale?
No.
No Yodel, Vermont Castings, or Regency? Oh, there's always a Regency sale.
No.
You're telling me that out of the gazillions of wood, gas, and pellet stoves that we carry, there's not a single sale going on?
Nope.
Oh, what about patio furniture, awnings, grills, smokers, and aluminum docks?
No, just because there isn't a big sale going on doesn't mean that we're not having great deals and still doing free estimates for anyone needing a heating appliance.
Oh, well, good. Just let me know when we're having another sale.
Okay, there's always a bargain to be had if you are looking for one. And we don't need a new heating appliance.
Well, maybe my sister needs one, or my friend, or your sister.
Stop by McVetty's Hearth and Home at 893 Route 1 in Yarmouth, or check out our website at stovesofmaine.com for the latest information, including our sales.
Really? I have to check out the website? Really? And I can't believe Regency isn't having a sale.
In today's highly regulated climate, customized HR solutions are needed more than ever. Career Management Associates can partner with your existing HR department for projects or even serve as your outsourced HR team. From compliance and compensation to investigations and employer relations, CMA provides you trusted HR solutions. Call 207-780-1125 or visit cmacareer.com.
And we're back, and you're listening to the HR Power Hour presented by CMAcareer.com and Verrill-Law.com. I'm your host, David Chulo, and you're listening to the HR Power Hour Educational HR Radio. Our guest today is Mark Gonska, Executive Vice President of Dyson Company, and we've been talking about in the last segment and into this segment onboarding tips and tricks for HR and corporations. We talked last segment, Mark, about the four R's: role, responsibility, resources, and rewards. And we ended the segment where you said about rewards that the biggest mistake employers make is they think they have these big reward programs that everybody gets treated basically the same. Give us a little bit of more detail what you mean about how somebody should be more targeted in their approach.
Well, I want to throw out the word alignment. And I know you're a car enthusiast, David. Have you ever had a set of wheels on your car that were out of alignment?
Yes, and it's a miserable ride.
So you're fighting against nature because the wheels are heading left and you want to go straight. Okay? So we can burn a lot of energy in an organization if we're not in alignment. Alignment. It's a consultant's favorite term, right?
It is.
We've got
to
see better alignment. So does it fit into the category of rewards? And yes, I think it can. And yes, I think it must. We've got to align our reward structure with what matters to the employee. Okay. For some, overtime might be a great thing. That's what they want. For another, we may need some flexible time for them to take care of one of their aging parents. And I'm not talking about FMLA. I'm talking about going above and beyond the call of duty when the situation calls for it. So we can be in alignment with what their needs are. Now, here's where the other side of that fits in. We have to get a return on that reward. And that, again, is a reminder. Here's what the most important deliverables are for you. Here's what you get measured on. Here's where you are, not on an annual review basis, but perhaps on a day-by-day, week-by-week basis, so we can't get out of alignment with where we need to go.
You know, you mentioned this weekly or daily conversation. And I think there's no question that, you know, part of a good onboarding process is letting people know how they're going to be reviewed, how they're going to be held accountable, how they're going to make sure that they not only follow their role, make sure they hit their responsibilities, use resources wisely, and of course, get rewarded for such. And you're really talking about having more conversations between the direct supervisor and the individual involved. You know, when you see people talking about onboarding, they think about the now. They don't necessarily think about what's coming up. How would you refer to a supervisor or HR professional to talk about what's coming ahead to give them a vision of the future might look like?
Well, I think it starts by having a realistic understanding of how the supervisor adds value. If the only thing that we're asking of her is that she fills out a ton of reports and gets the numbers that we need. Well, I get that. And I think we need that. But the question is, how do those things ever happen? And if we give a more accurate picture, I guess I'm big on old time sayings today, but yeah, nobody cares how much you know unless they know how much you care. If we can make it okay for the supervisor to spend time with Fred, okay? Fred just got a new cat and it's a big deal. Well, it may not be a big deal to the supervisor, and it may not sound like it makes a big deal to the productivity of the organization, but those kind of things do matter, okay? So they have an impact when we're thinking longer term by thinking shorter term. If the cat showed up yesterday, we're going to talk about the cat. And we're going to make a record either in our phone or the old time, write it down on a card someplace. And we're going to check in 30 days how the cat's doing. I mean, it sounds too simple, but there's a reason they call it human resources. It's human. Do we have a rule that we got to catch somebody doing something right? If we want them to stay there, it's not just during the onboarding period of time, where many times what we have to do is correct somebody who's doing something wrong. And I'm not talking about ignoring safety procedures. Of course, those have to be corrected, rain or shine, no matter how long the person's been on board. But if we want them to stay, we're going to have to affirm the things they're doing right, even if they're minor. Okay? No matter how minor they are. And we have a ratio of saying, we're going to say five things that are positive with the one correction that we, that's fatiguing to even think about it. And it is. But that's really a critical job of a supervisor today. And without that mindset, it's hard to assume that you're going to get the numbers that you need. And the reality is then many times it's temporary employees that turn over like a revolving door. And that actually can end up costing more than the time that would be required to really care about your employees.
You're spot on, Mark, with that. And, you know, one of the things that I know employers have been dealing with for the last 2 years is onboarding remote. And some organizations are still remote, and some organizations are partially remote. And so part of this is having to deal with Zoom or some sort of Teams or platform where you're talking to somebody over a screen. And while it's great that you can see them and talk to them, the reality is there's still been a challenge on connectivity through a screen, that human connection. How can HR really connect with a human touch with that employee over a screen?
I think the first thing is to take the technology concerns out of the picture. I can remember a job that I started in Ohio where I showed up for my first day of work and they didn't really have a desk for me to sit at. They didn't have a phone that worked and they didn't have a PC at this point. And so they kind of aimed me toward a bunch of product books and said, well, why don't you read those until we can get technology figured out? Well, 2 weeks later, they still hadn't. So my first 2 weeks at the company were not exactly engaging. I ate a lot of donuts and I read a lot of three-ring binders, but I still didn't have the technology worked out. So it's more important than ever with today's video platforms that before the person perhaps has a start date, that we get the technology figured out. A second thing is that we recognize we can do some team building at the same time that we do some testing with the technology. Why not kill two birds with one stone? And team building can be done really effectively in a video format, but it's got to be intentional. And we need to tie not just productivity and the numbers with the rewards, but we were talking earlier about the supervisor. Unless these types of things are part of the supervisor's compensation, chances are they're not going to get done.
You know, one of the things that, of course, when it comes to onboarding via screen, is that there's not only the fact that you have to talk to somebody, but you have to share information or you have to chat with them. You have to use some of the tools. You have a tip or two in the last minute here, a conversation of effective use of chat versus instant messaging or texting or doing something during that to add to in addition to the video chat?
Well, if you can, consider having a technology coach. And I know CMA does this, to help that employee get on board without fear or discomfort. And that person can do all kinds of good things from the technology standpoint. But it's more than bits and bytes. It's focusing on the mission, the values of the organization. So if you start with the heart, you're going to do two things. You're going to get the technology right, but you're going to get them in the right frame of mind to hit the ground running.
There's no question that it's all about first impressions. It always is, and it always has been. You're listening to the HR Power Hour on News Talk WLOB 100.5 FM, and we will be right back.
Founded in 1958, Jackson Lewis is a national law firm with a local presence. The firm's 765 attorneys practicing in 54 locations throughout the U.S. and Puerto Rico provide a wide range of resources to address every aspect of the employer-employee relationship. HR professionals, business and in-house counsels, and C-suite professionals count on Jackson Lewis as it has one of the most active employee litigation practices in the United States. Contact them today at JacksonLewis.com. That's JacksonLewis.com.
Fall is here, so now's your chance to start up something new and delicious. Let HelloFresh spice up mealtime at home with fresh ingredients and mouth-watering recipes delivered to your door contact-free. Choose from more than 22 chef-curated recipes every week, including low-calorie, vegetarian, and family-friendly options. Say goodbye to never-ending meal planning and prepping with HelloFresh. You can get meals on the table in as little as 20 minutes. HelloFresh features recyclable packaging and pre-portioned ingredients that cut down on food waste by at least 25%. And you're not just cutting your carbon footprint, you're saving 40% compared with shopping in your local grocery store. Plus, more servings mean more savings. So now you can order larger HelloFresh boxes for even better value at HelloFresh.com.
In a recent survey, investors shared what they felt were the greatest threats to their retirement. It's no surprise the most common threats include stock market volatility, economic uncertainty, conflict in the Middle East. Unfortunately, there are many threats beyond your control that can affect your retirement savings. At Goldco, a leader in precious metals, the team believes one way to protect your investment portfolio is with physical gold and silver. Goldco has helped thousands of investors safeguard their retirement, especially in times of uncertainty. In fact, if you call 855-971-2006, Goldco will send you a free 1-ounce silver American Eagle coin. And all you have to do is pay for shipping and handling. No obligation. 100% free. Call 855-971-2006 to get your free silver American Eagle coin.
Being a father is an honor, a challenge, a duty, a celebration, and a testimony. I want to be legendary for you because I found everything to live for.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
In today's highly regulated climate, customized HR solutions are needed more than ever. Career Management Associates can partner with your existing HR department for projects or even serve as your outsourced HR team. From compliance and compensation to investigations and employer relations, CMA provides you trusted HR solutions. Call 207-780-1125 or visit cmacareer.com.
And we're back. You're listening to the HR Power Hour, presented by cmacareer.com and beryl-law.com. I'm your host, David Chulo, and this is the HR Power Hour, presented not only on the radio, WLOBradio.com, but also on podcasts nationwide. And you can listen to it to all of the major podcast channels, including iTunes, Spotify, Pandora, and so forth. Please like and share. We'd love to hear you, and we'd love to know you're there. We're talking with Mark Gonska, Executive Vice President of Dice and Company, where we've been talking about onboarding and employers really keeping and engaging people right at the beginning of their employment because you're trying to make sure they stay. Mark, we've talked about a lot about the onboarding process, but one of the things that I think is critical is employers remembering that they have to actually provide feedback. And some people are afraid to do so, right? They might leave. Oh my gosh, what would happen if I brought them in and they leave? It wouldn't look good for me. So maybe I won't give the feedback I should be giving. Maybe I'll hold on. What's your take on that? What's a good technique for employers to remember or supervisors to remember?
Yeah, I do have some thoughts on that. And first of all, I don't have time to give feedback. Okay, that's got to be the lament. I'd love to do that in a perfect world, I would, but I don't have time. So fill in the blank with anything that you want. I'd like to do blank, but I don't have time. And then give careful consideration what it costs and how much time it takes to rehire and start this whole parade again. Okay, so the I don't have time is not a good answer. What if we said, I need 5 minutes to talk about three things? And I need something in each one of these three things. I'm going to talk about the things that I see you doing well that I want you to continue doing. I also want to talk about the things I haven't seen happening yet that I feel are important. We need to start doing those things. So here's what you're doing well. Here's what you should continue doing. And then here's what you haven't done yet. Here's what you need to start doing. And then the third component would be, I have some concerns about this area. It seems counterproductive. Stop doing these things. So if I set up a meeting of 5 minutes and I said, here's the three things that we're going to talk about, that's what the expectation is. And that's how we can have a simple feedback loop in 5 minutes.
The feedback loop is so critical because obviously supervisors set expectations. What's the downside? What's the downside to forgetting to set expectations properly, especially in today's world?
Well, we're all in a hurry. And if the thinking is, you know, I don't have time to sharpen the saw because I'm too busy trying to cut down a tree. That's the old Stephen Covey example. And it's a truth one. Okay. We're only going to be as effective as the saw is sharp. So what's the impact of not getting the feedback? Departures, turnover, expense, grumbling. It's no bueno.
It's no bueno. And with that note, we'll head into the last little section here, and I'll just ask a simple question. You've been busy?
That's been the busiest year of my career, David.
Yeah.
I love the coaching that I've had a chance to do. It's the most rewarding it's ever been, the busiest and the craziest. I mean, who would ever thought we'd be doing this around the world with video formats?
No, it is. It's a completely different world, isn't it, today? So, Mark, I want to thank you for being on the show today, providing great tips and insight today. Of course, everybody can go to hrpowerhour.com right after this show, and you can see Mark's information, his smiley face on his bio and picture, and we'll make sure that you get in touch with him that way. Mark, thank you for being a guest today.
Pleasure's been mine, David.
You're listening to the HR Power Hour on News Talk WLOB 100.5 FM, and we will be right back with the HR Tip of the Week.
And now, your HR Tip of the Week. Your HR Tip of the Week is being sponsored by Verrill.
Hi, this is Tawny from Verrill. Have you audited your wage and hour practices recently? Specifically, whether an employee is appropriately categorized as exempt or non-exempt under the Fair Labor Standards Act? Now may be a good time to go through job descriptions and compare them with work actually performed by the employee. Recall, for an executive exemption under federal law, an employee must receive a salary of at least $684 per week, and their primary duty must be managing the organization or a recognized department or subdivision of the organization. They also must direct the work of at least two or more full-time employees and have the authority to hire, fire, or make suggestions or recommendations as to the hiring, firing, advancement, or promotion of an individual. Contact a member of Verrill's Labor and Employment Practice Group to discuss the executive exemption in further detail.
And that's your HR Tip of the Week, sponsored by Verrill. Thank you, everyone, for listening, and catch us every week at 10 a.m. on News Talk WLOB 100.5 FM or 1310 a.m. and streaming live at WLOBradio.com. Podcasts of this show and every show are available at HRPowerHour.com. Have a great week, everyone, and remember, HR management is critical to your business's success.